The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 32. Faith, a Topic of Conversation. A Law of Nature. It is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive, the blessing that results from appreciating the goodness and love of God. Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring, never failing, because fed by the streams that flow from the throne of God. The Inevitable Harvest. Those who talk faith and cultivate faith will have faith, but those who cherish and express doubts will have doubts. The Source of Strength. If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy, forbearance, and love of God, we would daily have greater strength. Have not the precious words spoken by Christ, the Prince of God, an assurance and power that should have great influence upon us, that our Heavenly Father is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him than parents are to give good gifts to their children? Seeds of Doubt, a Harvest of Unbelief. Let us take heed to our words. Let us talk faith, and we shall have faith. Never give place to a thought of discouragement in the work of God. Never utter a word of doubt. It is as seed sown in the heart of both speaker and hearers, to produce a harvest of discouragement and unbelief. Satan's great advantage. Even under temptation, our language may be that of faith and hope and courage. But no lightness, no trifling should be indulged in. No low witticism should escape our lips, for these things give Satan great advantage. Windows open toward heaven. The more you talk faith, the more faith you will have. The more you dwell upon discouragement, talking to others about your trials and enlarging upon them to enlist the sympathy which you crave, the more discouragements and trials you will have. Why mourn over that which we cannot avoid? God is inviting us to close the windows of the soul earthward and open them heavenward, that He may flood our hearts with the glory which is shining across the threshold of heaven. Difficulties, a subject for thanks. When someone asks how you are feeling, do not try to think of something mournful to tell in order to gain sympathy. Do not talk of your lack of faith and your sorrows and sufferings. The tempter delights to hear such words. When talking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. We are not to dwell on the great power of Satan to overcome us. Often we give ourselves into his hands by talking of his power. Let us talk instead of the great power of God to bind up all our interests with his own. Tell of the matchless power of Christ and speak of his glory. All heaven is interested in our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway?